Hurricane Helene has made landfall in the US state of Florida with lashing winds and potentially a huge storm surge. The National Hurricane Center said the storm was moving quickly inland and beginning to push into southern Georgia. A number of roads in the region are underwater. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis said one person had been killed by a falling road sign and it was likely there would be more fatalities. At a news conference earlier, Mr. DeSantis gave this update.
You need to be right now just hunkering down. Now is not the time to be going out. Not only are we seeing it hit landfall here in northern Florida, you're still seeing a surge in water rising in parts of Florida far south from the Big Bend area.
The Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has said negotiations on a ceasefire in southern Lebanon will continue, despite his insistence yesterday that Israel maintains its offensive against Hezbollah. Early this morning, Mr. Netanyahu released a statement saying that Israel shared the aims of the US-led initiative of enabling people along Israel's northern border to return safely and securely to their homes. This morning, there are reports that cross-border attacks are continuing in Lebanon. Last night, the British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, addressed the United Nations General Assembly and warned of a wider war if hostilities are allowed to continue.
I call on Israel and Hezbollah, stop the violence. Step back from the brink. We need to see an immediate ceasefire to provide space for a diplomatic settlement. Because further escalation serves no one. It offers nothing but more suffering for innocent people on all sides.
New figures show that one driver was arrested 7 times for intoxicated driving last year. The driver was one of 264 drivers who were arrested more than once, according to the annual report of the Medical Bureau of Road Safety, which forensically tests driver samples. Mark O'Driscoll reports.
184 people died on the roads in Ireland last year. This report finds alcohol and drugs continue to play a major contributory factor in road traffic collisions. Some offenders were as young as 13 and others as old as 90. 243 drivers were arrested twice for intoxicated driving. The Bureau's director, Professor Dennis Cusack, says repeat and high-risk offenders continue to be of major concern. He adds that ignition interlock devices to prevent drunk drivers from starting their vehicles must be introduced on a legal footing, while changes must be made to the laws surrounding prosecutions and medical rehabilitation.
There have been almost 100 prosecutions since the introduction of legislation that criminalises sharing or threatening to share intimate images without consent. The Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, described the positive impact of the legislation, known as Coco's Law, as heartening. The review by the Department of Justice found 99 cases were brought forward under the Act between its commencement in 2021 and the end of 2023. Up to 3,100 students who sat the Leaving Certificate examinations in June have had a subject result upgraded by the State Examinations Commission. The number includes 31 students whose upgrade will come as a complete surprise because they didn't lodge any appeal. In total, 7,270 candidates appealed Leaving Cert exams results this year against just over 14,280 individual grades. A total of 3,123 individual subject grades have been increased as a result of the appeals. This equates to just over 1 out of every 5 grades checked. New research has found that almost 2/3 of Irish adults have experienced phishing, making Ireland the most phished country in the world. Phishing involves the sending of fraudulent emails designed to trick people into disclosing personal information. According to the Worldwide Independent Network of Market Research, which interviewed 34,000 people in 39 countries, including over 1,000 people in Ireland, the Irish rate of phishing is almost twice the global average. Plumbers, pipefitters, welders and apprentices will stage a picket outside the National Children's Hospital in Dublin today in a dispute over travel allowances. The workers are members of the Unite Trade Union. It's the fourth 24-hour work stoppage in the ongoing dispute. Ireland's first commercial submarine, has begun work after 6 months of sea trials off the south coast. Atlantis Explorer 1 has been undergoing intensive testing since April in the waters off Baltimore in West Cork. The two-seater submersible was built in the Netherlands and cost over €1 million. The submarine can dive to a depth of 100 metres and stay submerged for up to 8 hours at a time. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For effective, efficient and balanced warmth throughout your home, choose Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Today will be cool and breezy with sunny spells and scattered showers. Highest temperatures of 10 to 13 degrees in a moderate to fresh northerly wind.